Michigan Democrat primary, over 2.5K dead people allegedly on voter rolls. By John Binder on March 10, 2020. There are more than 2,500 dead people registered to vote in the state of Michigan, according to a lawsuit filed last year. As Michigan Democrat primary voters head to the polls on Tuesday to choose between former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, a lawsuit filed in December by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, alleges that there are thousands of dead Americans still on the state's voter rolls. After obtaining voter data from the state of Michigan earlier this year, PILF researchers said they discovered that a number of registered voters had either impossibly old or disqualifying young dates of births. In one case, for example, PILF researchers said they found that a registered voter stated they had been born in the year 1823. In addition to dead voters remaining on the voter rolls, PILF alleges that Detroit's voter registration rate as of 2016 for the citizen voting age population stands at 106%, indicating more voters on the rolls than those who even live in the city. PILF also states that Detroit has about 4,788 registered voters who have been flagged as having potentially registered to vote twice or even three times. Another roughly 16,500 registered voters allegedly do not have dates when they actually registered to vote. At the time the lawsuit was filed, Michigan Democrat Party Chairwoman Christy Jensen said the lawsuit's allegations were racist and a direct attack on people of color. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. The case number is 2:19CV13638. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.